This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues. A search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Hi and hello again. How are you today? You are looking marvelous. Anthony Tuggle is with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Hey, Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Barn.
You're looking marvelous.
Well, thank you, sir. So are you.
That guy on Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and spring is definitely in the air, and that is definitely the time that the Ag Center really comes into season. What are some of the calls people are asking you about?
Bart, I think the biggest calls we are getting is with the weather like it is, they know it's early to be planting their warm season vegetables, but can they do it anyway? We've
Why
been
not?
Having tons of those.
Sure, go ahead.
And I think, like we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that typically we think about planting our tomatoes and peppers and all that. We want to really get into April for sure. Mid-April would be even better, but if you do go out and plant, though, we are approaching that time. April is right around the corner, and hopefully we won't get any freezing weather after that.
Oh, I
hope
not.
Falls are typically what we really think about. But, I mean, the weather has obviously have been great to be planting. We've been having keep getting rain, keep the ground moist. I wouldn't be afraid to go ahead and put in a few plants. I wouldn't go in and put in all of my vegetables. I'll put enough really where I can actually cover and protect those. You know, we're outside the window and people are just so anxious to get out.
Now, when is that window? the frost window.
Well, I try to keep it easy to remember. Middle of April, April 15th is the time we really think about getting a lot of those out. Cause, and a lot of other vegetables, like cucumber, we want to plant anyway till the May time frame, and cantaloupe and watermelon, some of those. But usually we think about the bush beans, sweet corn, and some of those type vegetables we can really get out in April time frame. So we're really right around the corner. But for most of our warm season vegetables, particularly tomatoes is the big question. Usually the middle of April when we really want to think about actually planting those based on our weather patterns. But if you want to plant a few, you know you can cover a few of those. If we do get some late, I guess late won't be late, but some frost or some killing weather that comes up, you can kind of cover those. I think you'll be all right as long as you can protect those plants.
I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, but I think you were here when the listener called and said that they had put out their tomato plants, and be interesting to see how they're doing now. I'm sure they're not the only ones who have put out tomato plants so far. I mean, this weather has been great. Have you heard from some other folks who've called you at the Ag Center and said, hey, we went ahead and we put them out?
We get a few of those, and again, they want to know the killing frost date, and we usually try to tell them in the middle of April. Is that, and just kind of be, you know, watch the weather and try to protect those if need be. So we've been fortunate this year in that we have a great growing season. Everything have flowered and bloomed and greened up. And so, again, I think I'm going to be all right. If just have enough you can plant. It's a good opportunity to come back in later and plant some more after the time so you can extend your growing season, extend your harvest. So it actually worked out pretty well.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
Hey, I wanted to know if I needed a license to spray chemicals on not my own lawn, but if I wanted to do it commercially. And if I do, where could I obtain that license
there? Yes, the answer to your question is yes. And we do, We still there, Bart?
I think he hung up.
Oh, okay. yes, this answers that question. And basically, there are several steps you have to do to actually get a license. First, you have to obtain a commercial certification for Category 3. And once you obtain that certification, then you have to go through that licensing exam, which is an additional exam. And they only offer that license exam four times a year, once a quarter. And you have to apply for that in advance and meet certain qualifications to actually take that exam. And once you do that, you have to get be insured and bonded as well to receive your license after you pass the exam. But we do have all that information at our office. You're welcome to stop by, and we'll be glad to go through it with you and look at those qualifications and all that information on when the next exam is going to be and do you qualify to take it.
And for people who may not know where the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service is located, where is it?
We're at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard, right across the street from, right next to Paul's. I can say right across the street, right next to Paul's, or down the street from Sam's.
A pet adoption welfare service, so you can go over and get the licensing information, and then on the way out the driveway, just pull into Paul's and get a puppy or a kitty.
That's right. And also to that gentleman, he can actually take the, once you submit the proper information to Tennessee Department of Ag, mm-hmm. he can actually take that initial exam at our office, the online test for the certification.
And so he could he actually, if he passes, does that mean he gets it?
If he passes, he'll have his certification. Then you have to go through the license exam, which is actually in Nashville.
So you have two exams.
Yes, we do take that. We offer that exam at our office on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that's be the time you can kind of schedule that on either Tuesday or Thursday.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle.
Yes. I've got I call it a redbud. I don't know what the name of the tree is, but it's the real bright purple blooms. And it came out just as beautiful as it could ever be. But now all the buds have gone brown. Is it going to come out again, or do I need to do something to spray it for some kind of insecticide or something like that? I'll hang up and wait for your response.
Thanks for calling. You have a great day. What about that?
Seeing a lot of trees. Some of the trees have come out in flower early and have lost their flowers, and we're still seeing some to stay in flowering longer, but I'm not sure you need to spray it or anything. Just because you've lost your flower, the flowers have turned brown.
Now, how long would they normally stay colorful? And it, would this be about the amount of time? I mean, the plant doesn't know that it's March. Yeah. It just looks at the weather.
Yes, I don't even have a good estimate on how long they stay. I did notice some dogwoods and some red buds that were in flower earlier this week. I really hadn't paid much attention. I've seen any flower for the last day or so, but earlier this week, mm-hmm. that there were some dogwoods as well as some red buds that were in full flower. So I'm really not sure how long once they come into flower. Usually several weeks probably on a general rule of thumb for most plants, but I can't be 100% sure about that.
Now, of course, people need to realize there are some, and these are not huge plants, although a redbud tree can get pretty big. I mean, it's not a giant tree. But if you're looking for some of these really beautiful trees, like the redbuds, the dogwoods, these are just a few of the trees that you could plant around your place that would work well. Do you have a list of others? Because there's so many people moving into the area who may not know what does well in the soil.
Bart, we do have not to name all of them, we do have a publication that talks about flowering trees, and they can actually download it from our website, or either they can come out of the office, we can print them a copy off, and yeah, there are tons of, that works well. It's considered a tree of trash shrub. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite plants has still always been the crepe myrtle. It does so well, and especially if you get to develop and form it as a tree and get a larger one. It's a great plant, and obviously the dogwood is a real popular plant, as well as the redbuds
mm-hmm.
Do well. I guess southern magnolia has a beautiful flower on it, and it doesn't me last fall.
You're a Mississippi boy.
I am a Mississippi boy. I love my Southern Magnolia.
Now, is that your state tree?
Tree it is.
That's what I thought. Little prejudice.
Yeah, right, I might there. Be a little biased on that one a little bit.
And the dogwood is Tennessee. Is
tulip poplar.
Tulip poplar. Does the dogwood have a place also?
I don't think so. Not to my knowledge.
Okay, I didn't know whether we have
it. And tulip poplar is a gorgeous tree.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Since you mentioned, I do have several tulip poplars at home, and no magnolias at my house. So I am converted.
So when in Tennessee, do as the Tennesseans.
That's right.
Grow those tulip poplars, our state tree. Do you have plenty of iris? Because they're coming up now. I mean, at least they are at our house.
We've seen quite a few iris and tulips come. I hadn't actually developed that much of my bed yet, so no.
I tell you, and come this summer, the Middle Tennessee Iris Association has an event usually over at the Cannonsburg where they, you know, sell their rhizomes. And that's usually early in the summer. Be listening to WGNS. We'll let you know about that. But if you're new to the area, you need to go over and get some of these because this is our state flower. They do beautifully here, and they are gorgeous flowers, I tell you. They really are.
And we are seeing tulips, everything start to come up. And actually, I noticed yesterday that we saw some of the roses are already starting to put on flowers. So I don't know if other people are seeing those knockout roses flowering, but they are seeming to be flowering and starting out early.
Mm-hmm. So, by the way, if there's some listeners who are members of the Iris Association, call us and let us know if you know when that rhizome sale is, so we can just put it on everybody's calendar. Give everybody, at least who are listening to the show, sort of a heads up this morning on that activity, because that's really a neat event. And
they have tons of them as well.
And these people are serious about this. And they can get so many beautiful colors on the irises, I guess through, what do they call that? Not hybrids. Is it hybrids? Okay. They can create different colors, and it's just gorgeous. You'll get into it, I think. So if somebody who's in the Mid-Ten Iris Association, call us and let us know when that rhizome sale is. Anthony just raised his hand. You don't have to do that here.
No, I'm fine. I was actually rubbing my face.
Okay. I thought you had a question or something. Need to go to the restroom.
See, we have a big population here, right?
That's right. It's two of us here. 893-1450 is our number. Beautiful spring weather. And we're here talking about lawns and gardens. Our conversation will continue in just a moment. Stay right with us.
Ford of Murfreesboro is an official dealer for the Mustang Roush.
Roush, the art of performance engineering.
Ford of Murfreesboro is now your Roush performance dealer. Visit their showroom at 1550 Northwest Broad Street today at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Come test drive one and take home a new 540 horsepower 2012 Stage 3 Mustang from Roush. Available at Ford of Murfreesboro today. The Ford Mustang Roush at Ford of Murfreesboro.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
This is Clark Howard. Join me Monday through Saturday middays on WGNS as we discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
And if you just tuned in, Robert Ellis won the birthday cake this morning from Junior's Foodland. Hey, happy birthday to you, Robert. Margaret and John Lockhart on Whitehaven Drive receive flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts as today's WGNS Good Neighbors of the Day. Well, let's go back to the phones. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you this morning?
Fine. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank
you. Wonderful. I was wanting to know about some peonies. Okay. I've transplanted some about 3 years ago, and each year they come back, just half of them bloom. Mm. And I was just wondering, what do I need to do to make them all bloom?
Yeah, because those are beautiful.
They are. And these are not the old-fashioned ones. These are like a new type they have out. They just have one single bloom in a rainbow color.
Oh, boy, that sounds colorful.
It is. They're pretty when they bloom.
What can she do to help make those bloom better?
Wow, I'm not sure. The peonies are a real finicky type plant. Usually, I don't know. I'm really not sure on that one, especially on the newer variety. I know something that actually keep other plants from flowering and blooming is basically too much fertilizer is a real problem with a lot of plants from flowering and blooming. We add too much of that to those plants, or you may have... That's the only thing I can think of that would cause... the flowers to bloom or either to fall off before they get fully developed. But I'm not 100% sure on those.
I was kind of wondering, you know, some plants have females and males. I didn't know whether it might have been a male plant or something.
That could be a possibility. Do you fertilize that plant regularly?
No, it's not fertilized. It's just really topsoil where they are in a bed.
Okay. And after they flower, do you go in and cut those back?
Yes.
Okay.
I cut the top off. No, I leave them till the fall.
Oh, okay. You just go in and deadhead them back and just cut the flower off.
Just cut the flower off, but I leave them until the fall of the year.
Okay. Sound like you're doing everything right. I'm not sure.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I can't help you on that one.
Now, how long have you had these out?
This will be the third year.
Well, this may be the year, by the way. And I'm not saying that the old thing of three's charm. I did some Google search just a moment ago while you were talking and find that one of the main reasons peonies do not bloom is because of a lack of maturity. And according to the experts, they say that at least 3 years in the same spot before moving them is maturity. So if this is the third year, this could be the year.
Oh, well, right now, it's like about 12 plants. Four of them have buds on them, but the other ones haven't put on buds yet.
Uh-huh. Now, one other thing that is mentioned is that they may fail to bloom if the tubers are planted too deeply. They should be planted so that the eyes are no more than 1 inch below the soil surface.
I retransplanted them about 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago. Okay. Of course, I wouldn't remember 2 years what I did 2 years ago. But if you planted them too deep, that could be it also.
Right. Okay. All righty, dear. Thank you so much.
Yes, good ma'am. Luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to ask her a question.
Okay.
I just leave mine alone. And I got mine in a tomato cage.
Uh-huh.
The photo.
Right.
They bloom every year.
Now, how long have you had yours out?
I say about 15 years.
Oh, okay. So you've passed. Now, this article that I pulled that information from was talking about 3 years before you really start to see them grow and bloom. Is that what you found to be true also?
That's right. Uh-huh. Just leave them alone.
Just leave them, and they will come home wagging their tails.
Yeah, don't do anything with the dead, you know, dead heads. Just let it fall in the where they are.
Oh, okay. And what colors are yours?
Mine are pink.
Oh, I bet they're pretty.
I got the old-fashioned one.
Yeah. And she had the new rainbow colors.
Right.
Yeah. That sounds... Well, wouldn't those
ain't
be nice
like
to get?
The old-fashioned one.
Oh, you better believe it.
That's right.
Well, we thank you for sharing that today.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
Okay, and you're all the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
893-1450. That's what it's all about. Talk radio people helping each other. If somebody has a question, somebody else knows the answer, call in. And it's the same thing that we used to do in the old days, talking over the back fence.
Talking to your neighbors.
Yeah, that's, and now you can do it on the radio. The neighborhood just got bigger.
A lot bigger, that's right.
893-1450, we're talking about lawns and gardens this morning. 893-1450, and if some of you have had some real luck with the iris, give us a call. Because I think that's something that, as newcomers come into the area, if you wanted to experiment with growing iris, you would have a ball. And that is the state flower. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay with us.
We have it here at the co-op. From gardening to gift to animal health products to your pet needs, we have it here at the co-op. Bugs are definitely going to be a problem this season, and we have anything you need as far as your lawn to use in your home and also for those animals.
And for mosquitoes, I understand you have bat boxes.
Bats eat a lot of mosquitoes because mosquitoes are going to be bad this year. This is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come and give us a visit.
They're on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS Murfreesboro.
Hello, Rutherford County. You're listening to 1450 WGNS Murfreesboro.
Spread that news.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning once again. Wrapping up our traffic reports for this morning. We're having still lots of congestion on I-24 from that accident earlier this morning. So anticipate a lot of slowdown around the Old Hickory Boulevard exit. Also the 24 westbound, 40 westbound junction. Lots of slow there. We also have traffic easing a bit in Murfreesboro. This is at the intersection of I-24 at 96 and I-24 at 231. Get a $49 introductory massage and Massage Envy today. Gift cards available for any occasion. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Well, thank you, Randy. Andy, what about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
For this afternoon, we'll be seeing a slight chance of showers and storms develop, partly sunny, with our highs getting into the lower 80s. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and storms, partly cloudy, with lows in the upper 50s. I'm WGNS meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 61.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Keep your family safe when severe weather strikes. Sign up to receive free text alerts at WGNSradio.com. We're WGNS, AM 1450, FM 100.5, and 101.9.
If there's one thing I want you to do, especially for me,
then it's something everybody needs.
Come on, let's sing along.
Each night before you go to bed, my baby, whisper a little prayer for me, my baby, and tell all stars above.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Anthony, you weren't singing. He's showing his youngness. I never heard that song before. And you know, that was going through your mind, wasn't it?
Hey, that's how I look at the trees, Bart. I got caught up looking at the trees outside.
Oh, yeah. 893-1450 is our number. If you have a question or a comment about lawns and gardens, give us a call. 893-1450. People obviously are mowing their lawns now. They have grass clippings. Some folks leave them on the lawn. Some folks bag them. Some folks have compost. what is the best thing for the yard? I know what's the easiest thing, but what's the best thing? Should you bag it? Should you just leave the clippings if they're small? Does that serve a source of nutrients from Mother Nature, or what should we do?
Bart, you made a lot of good points there, and
I didn't even know I did. It's an accident.
Yes. The best option is to leave your clippings there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also pointed out, especially if they are small clippings, they have a tendency to decompose a lot faster. And then what they are doing, especially if you have a well-managed yard where you're actually fertilizing your yard regularly, and what you're doing is if you bag those clippings up, you're removing nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium and other micronutrients away from your soil.
Mm-hmm.
So by leaving them there, you're actually returning those nutrients back to those plants in the soil and improving your soil.
So make sure the clippings are short. If they're too long, you're waiting too long between mowings.
That is correct.
And I've been there before.
And you start seeing them to pile up, and a lot of clipping like that. What happens if they are too large and they don't decompose as fast? It builds a thatch layer on your soil surface, and what that does is prevent water from really soaking into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, eventually you start seeing those spots have a tendency to die out from drought and other situations, even from grass.
Now, what is the length that you should let your grass grow to?
With that, typically most yards here are tall fescue.
Mm-hmm.
We like, especially during the summertime, I really like really keep it the same height year-round, but 3.5-4 inches is the height you want to kind of maintain your tall fescue lawns at. For the ones who have some of those warm-season grass like Bermuda and Georgia, we are seeing a lot of people convert over to those. And they can be cut anywhere from 1 to 2 inches in height. Usually an inch and a half is kind of recommended. But
I guess if it looks like you need to mow it more often, that's because you have weeds. Because it's the weeds that are popping up.
Well, what we learned is that typically the grass going to grow at, depending on how you're managing it, it's going to grow at the same rate if you go in and scap it or you mow it at the 3.5-4 inches level. They're going to grow pretty much at the same rate. What happens is you scap it, then what you're doing is making that grass, you're kind of stunning it, mm-hmm. and you are shortening the root system of those. We like to think about for our turf grasses is that what the amount you see on top is equal to the amount on the ground. And usually we want a deeper root system, particularly for our cool season grasses, because of our drought situation, they don't perform as well especially when you think about June, July, August, and even September time frame. So you want a deeper root system on those plants so you won't have to water as much.
So we're looking 3.5 to 4 inches on our grass height, but if you're, and here we are at the last of March, about as close to the last as you can get. Sunday, I guess, is the last day. Since we're at the end of March, if we do have weeds and things like that, and you see them within a day or two after you mow the yard, what looked real nice suddenly looks messy again. If you have weeds and you put out a what is it called?
Weed and feed.
Weed and feed.
Pre-emerge.
Have we missed the calendar, or would it do anything?
No, we haven't missed the window. Weeds germinate. We had some winter annual reed. We saw come up earlier. People probably have saw some plants with some purple flowers on them that mm-hmm. really germinate in the fall. Those are some winter annuals, henbit, dead nettle, wild garlic, and some of those weeds. But we're coming into a season now where we're going to start seeing crabgrass, Dallas grass, and goose grass, and all those start mm-hmm. to germinate. So whether you go in and put down a pre-emerge material, then you can actually prevent those from actually becoming worse. But you can come in and use a post-emerge material
mm-hmm.
To really treat some of those other weeds that are up now that you are seeing right after you, and one actually missing after you mow, to take those out. So a combination of killing the ones we have and before they go to seed, then put a pre-emerge down, will really help eliminate our weed population quite a bit.
You know, I should have read the information I had right in front of me, which is our next message from one of the fine folks who makes our program possible, and that is the folks at Bonide. They are saying, and this is today's message, if you want a perfect lawn, you need to stop weeds before they take over. And they're already over there at my house. And you may find them at your house, too. Bonide makes that happen with ProZone Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product. It prevents weed seeds from germinating and kills weeds that are already there. Hey, this was written from my yard. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass, nutsedge, broadleaf weeds like clover, creeping Charlie. Is that purple one you were talking about? Is that the creepy Charlie?
No, purple one is actually, it looks just like a hen-bitten dead nail.
Ah, okay.
One of them kind of cups up, you look at it, and the other one cups down, but they look identical.
Well, Weed Beater Complete kills over 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleaf weeds, including purple ones. Weed Beater Complete works through the roots and shoots of a weed and kills it before it can get started or even after they really get started growing. It's available in a convenient granular formula for easy spreader applications. It's also available with or without a quality low-phosphorus fertilizer. So don't let weeds take over your lawn. Get Bonide's ProZone Weed Beater Complete. Where do you get it? You know where you can get it. Do you know? Did you pass the test?
Rutherford County Co-op.
That's one place. The Rutherford County Co-op and Martin's Home and Garden. The co-op on Middle Tennessee Boulevard just off South Church. And Martin's Home and Garden on Broad across from Demas. You get a smiley face, Andy. Anthony. Andy. I don't know who Andy is. Maybe Andy's on the phone. Maybe. Good morning. So. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Good. And this is not Andy either. How are you? Did you have a question for Anthony? Hello?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I need something that will kill the grass in my forsythia without killing it.
Kill the grass in the forsythia without killing the forsythia. Boy, that's going to be. Now, that's different from weeds. How does she accomplish that?
Actually, there are some selective herbicides on the market that will do that. One is called Vantage, V-A-N-T-A-G-E-T-O. And the other one is Fusilade T-O, turf and ornamental.
What was that last one?
Fusilade. I can't spell that one. F-U-S-I-L-A-D-E.
Fusilade. Okay.
And you can visit our farm supply stores, and they should have those products handy for you. And also, like, I always read the label on, but it will tell you how to apply that around your forsythias or another type, woody type plant, where it actually will kill the grassy weeds and won't harm your plants.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck to you. Let us know how that works.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 893-1450, Advantage and Fusilade.
Vantage, not a...
Vantage. V-A-N-T-A-G-E.
Yes.
Okay. Vantage or Fusilade.
And there may be some newer ones, some more on the market now. I really hadn't... I need to go look around to see what's
on
the market.
How quickly does that work?
They won't work as... If it's sunny and the weather is pretty warm... above 75 degrees, they tend to work all right. You probably notice them starting to die within a week or two. It won't work fast as some of the other products on the market, but it'll do a good job for her.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle.
Yes, our yard has an unbelievable amount of ants throughout the whole yard. Is there anything I can sprinkle or put out that would discourage that?
The best thing you probably do is right now is go out and put out if they are, sound like they are foraging quite a bit, to use an ant bait, and there are several ant baits on the market. I would just don't spray any type of chemical or anything at this time. You know, the baits, what happened with the baits, they'll actually take those baits back to their nests, and basically they'll weaken the colony, And then probably about a week or so later, come back. And then if you see mounds, treat those mounds or either spray where you see them at. When you also broadcast that ant bait, you don't want to use a spreader or something that actually you had fertilizer or something in. You want to make sure you wash it out and let it dry out and get it clean, because fertilizer and other type of material really will distort that bait and make it less attractive for those ants to actually pick it up.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Let me ask you, you're certain those are not fire ants, aren't you?
I'm positive, yes. They are okay. Just the annoying little black ants.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah, don't mess with the fire ants. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Yeah, we're having not only ant problems this year, but we're going to have a lot of insect problems. But I have heard people who are giving forecasts of large numbers of fire ants, and those can hurt.
I mean, Bart, we have been infested with fire ants in Rutherford County for quite some time, and we've seen them get even worse. Mm-hmm. So, really, people and baiting those will be really essential when they are foraging. Bait those, and then come back and drench those mounds. Kind of what they call it, a two-step method. Seem to work quite well, and they can cause damage if you see them to other. Some structure damage, as well as that can kill small animals, as well as mess up electrical units and things like that. So you really want to pay attention and really get those under control.
If you have little toddlers, you know, out crawling around on sunny days, boy, it could be
and
rough.
It can cause harm to us as well of anaphylactic flocks.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and how are you, gentlemen?
We're doing great.
That's great. I just wanted to ask the question, does anybody know what I might can do? As you get an echo from my radio.
About
is everything sounding okay to you?
Yeah, we hear you great. You're very
okay,
clear.
Okay, great then. But anyway, I've had one of those concrete porches, and the steps leading up to the porch is concrete, and it's embossed around the edge with those brick trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since the weather has got hot and sunny for years now, I have a little creature, and I'm not sure, I don't think they are scorpions, but they're those little brown, tiny-looking things. Mm-hmm. It's not an insect, you know.
Is it like a crawdad?
No, it's more like a lizard or a scorpion.
Okay.
But it's another name for
are they real small?
Real small and brownish looking.
Maybe a springtail?
Beg your pardon?
Maybe it's a real small one, maybe a springtail or something?
Well, maybe it is. I don't even know what a springtail is. What it is, I want to know if there's anything I can put on my porch to keep them off, because they move very quickly.
I'm not sure what move that fast. Can you put out a glue board or something? Maybe catch.
I don't want to catch him. I just want something there.
She doesn't want to get close to
him from, you know, from the smell to keep him off.
Because
I like anything like that, but I don't like them enough that I want them running and scaring me. If they'll keep that distance where I can't see them, I'd be very happy. But that was just it. I don't know, but I have heard somebody call those another name. Might have been a springtail.
How about a skink? Have you heard that word, S-K-I-N-K?
No, I haven't, I'll name it many things as long as it gets on my porch. I don't even know what a skink looks like.
Well, they all look like lizards.
but they don't grow very large.
No, they're real small, and they do get around.
They're
all
fast.
Yeah, they're fast.
And in fact, you know where these brick are, he can lie there and change color, too, because sometimes I almost
don't see can change
it.
Colors. Would it be a chameleon?
I think maybe that's what the little boogie is.
Those little lizards that we used to get. Well, now, this is showing my age. When we were kids,
you'd go
to the carnival or something, and they would sell them, and you would have a little leash on it. Type thing.
Oh, well, I don't know what they put on them, but whatever they put on them, would somebody tell me answer?
Yeah,
maybe somebody listening. I'm would sure. know something. I just want him off my porch.
How can you get that message out? Keep listening. Maybe somebody has come up with a way.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your show, and just thank you for all the knowledge that I'm gaining. So have a good day, both of you.
Thank you, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, is there somebody who has some information on how to get rid of these little lizards that are around your house? And also, does somebody know what they do that is good? I'm sure they're there for some good. So what do they do that would be good? I mean, you may not want to get rid of them after you hear that. If they eat mosquitoes, I might want to try to attract some. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I know you've answered this question before, but I've missed it. When do you cut back forsythia?
All righty. Anthony, it's all yours.
You cut those back after they flower.
Okay, so anytime.
Yes.
I've got some that are 20 years old, so they really need cut back a lot.
Yes, ma'am. Kind of like a rule of thumb with plants like that. We see spring flower. As soon as they flower, go ahead and cut those back. And the ones who flower in the latest in summer and fall time, cut those back when they go dormant. So they're flowering right now, so you probably when they finish flowering, you should be able to cut them back.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell that young lady that called in about those lizards on that porch.
Mm-hmm.
Give some powdered lime.
Okay.
Sprinkle it around the house and on the porch, and that'll burn their feet and they'll leave.
Okay. Just sprinkle a little lime out on the porch and around the ground.
That's right. I experienced that, and I already know because they left my house.
Okay. All righty. Well, we thank you for sharing that. You have a good day. Sprinkle a little lime around the porch and around the grass. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I am doing well, Bart. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I just need to know, and have been meaning to call on Thursdays for quite some time, how in the world do you kill a boxwood?
You know, we've never
over everything.
We've never had that request. How do you kill a box? Most people are wanting to preserve them, but
they die pretty easy. You sure it's a boxwood, not a privet?
I don't know, but this thing. I mean, I've cut it back. I've put rock salt along the top of it after I've scored it. I poured diesel on them. I have done everything, and they're taking over.
Wow, that sounds like
Where are they located?
Along the back property line. What I am assuming, when I bought the house, I am assuming that they probably used it as a hedge protector, as a property line. But they've kind of just gotten out of hand.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna assume they're a privet. That's what it sounds like, being that aggressive. And it looks very similar to boxwood.
I can't hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. I said they sounds like it may be privet versus boxwood. I probably would don't cut them back right now. Let them continue to grow and and use a brush killer.
Until they what?
start. Excuse me.
He has a lizard in his throat right now.
As they
put a little lime in.
As they are growing, spray them with a brush killer. A lot of the brush killers have a couple of ingredients in it. One is triclopyr, 2,4-D, and probably dicamba. A lot of them have in them. And spray it with that while it's actively growing. You might have to do a couple applications of that. Then once they start to die back from that, then you go in and cut them back. And those are kind of aggressive. Once they do come back, then spray them while they're younger, when they first starting to come up. And that should work quite well for you. But
okay.
A brush killer, have that triclopyr. It's a real good product. It really works well on brush.
Okay. And I did read something online the other day that I found interesting, as far as instead of using so many pesticides and such, that white vinegar, like in the cracks around your patio and stuff, and such where grass grows up, mm-hmm. that you can use white vinegar, and I've tried it, and it works really well.
Oh, that's a good idea. I haven't heard that before. I'll have to try that.
All right. Well, y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you for taking my call.
You have a good day, too. Learning from other folks, that's what it is all about. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
For this afternoon, we'll be seeing a slight chance of showers and storms develop, partly sunny, with our highs getting into the lower 80s. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and storms, partly cloudy, with lows in the upper 50s. I'm WGNS meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 61.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Some days are diamonds, some days are stone. Sometimes the heart.
Well, we're really getting a lot of great questions this morning and some good solutions, too, from all of you. We thank you for that. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
I was just going to say a brand name for that lady that called in about the privy. Uh-huh. I use Crossbow.
Okay.
The brush killer and all that privy, and it works real good.
Crossbow. Okay, mm-hmm. So just go into the store and say, I need some Crossbow.
And it's available, I know, at TSC, and I guess it's at Hooper's and Co-op and all those places.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you probably won't find it at a box store like Home Depot and mm-hmm. Lowe's. You would have to go to a pharmacy supply store like she mentioned.
Crossbow.
Yes.
Okay. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I planted a plum tree last fall,
mm-hmm.
and I know they said that when the plums start coming this first year to cut it back to give the tree, let the nutrients establish the tree. I'm starting to get, you know, it's been so warm so early, the little bulbs are starting to come, they're little and green. Mm-hmm. When should I cut those back, and then how far back should I cut them?
Okay. If you didn't prune the plant earlier, I'll probably just pull the fruit off instead of cutting it back.
Just foot off?
Yeah, I mean, if you got to go ahead and cut it back, you can, and just cut out little branches. There's only little stubs on the limbs and branches if you're going to cut those back, but you can easily go in and just pull the fruit off those plants just as easily in early spring next year to make sure prune it back at that time.
Okay, so go ahead and pull those off now and cut them back in a couple weeks.
Well, I would cut, if you're going to cut them back, then we just go ahead and cut the fruit off of them. Usually we like to get our fruit trees pruned typically in February time frame. But
okay,
especially
so I'm just pulled the actual little fruit bulbs off, and I'm done for now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, so it's a little fruit bulb right now. Is that right?
What you're saying is usually on fruit tree, we really like for them to really establish a good root system before we before they start developing fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Then that will make the tree a lot healthier and last a lot longer if it have a stronger root system versus. Development, go ahead and produce fruit the first couple of years, really.
Oh, okay. Now, there are some publications on fruit trees, and those are free. You can get them at the Lane Agripark over on John Rice Boulevard next to Paws and just down from Sam's. I'm going to have to apologize. All of our phone lines are full. People are asking questions, and we're flat out of time. Anthony, thank you for joining us today. We've got about 30 seconds. Anything coming up that people need to be aware of over at the Ag Center?
Bob, we're working on several different things. We have a monthly brown bag program, and we're working on a Ventures in Ag program. That's a lot. Canning classes, cooking classes for 4-H's and other youths. So we've got a lot going on right now. So if anybody have any other questions, they said the lines were busy, they welcome just to give us a call at the extension office at 898-7710.
Anthony, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bart.
Anthony Tuggle visiting with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service, answering your lawn and garden questions. Hey, tomorrow is our day where our state senators and state representatives are with us, updating us on the General Assembly. We will see you then, right here.